Think about the last conversation that left you feeling energized versus one that drained you completely. What made the difference? When DHawk built Visa from the ground up, growing profits by 10,000%, he didn't credit brilliant strategy or market timing. Instead, he pointed to something far simpler yet infinitely more powerful: the quality of his conversations. He believed that ordinary people, given the right circumstances and freedom to try, consistently accomplish extraordinary things. This insight reveals a truth hiding in plain sight. Our daily exchanges shape not just our mood, but our entire reality. The conversations we have at the breakfast table, in the boardroom, or over coffee determine the trajectory of our relationships, our organizations, and our lives. Every conversation falls along two dimensions: appreciative, adding value, versus depreciative, diminishing, and inquiry-based, asking questions, versus statement-based, making declarations. These combine to create four distinct conversation types. When Paul and Francois met at a cafe, their appreciative questions, grounded in genuine curiosity, exemplified conversations worth having, expanding possibilities and leaving both energized. Contrast this with Shane and Jean-Luc gossiping about colleague Claudia, a destructive conversation combining depreciative statements with no genuine inquiry. These toxic exchanges fracture relationships through blame and fault-finding, triggering defensiveness that erodes trust. Between these extremes lie affirmative conversations, positive statements that boost morale but lack inquiry's directional power, and critical conversations, where judgmental questions drain energy. When Stefan's boss angrily demanded to know who submitted an unprofessional report, the interaction shut down creativity and lowered morale. Understanding these four types provides a map for intentionally steering toward conversations that expand rather than contract possibilities. We navigate countless conversations on autopilot, our subconscious resting body mindset steering interactions. Like an iceberg, hidden factors, judgment, assumptions, stress, dehydration can sink relationships when we're unconscious of their impact. Jake snapped at his colleague not because of her words, but because stress, exhaustion, and dehydration primed him for defensiveness. The tune-in technique interrupts this momentum. Pause, breathe deeply to activate your parasympathetic nervous system, and get curious about your state. This creates space between stimulus and response, letting you choose your direction. Becky demonstrated this when she paused before responding to her husband's dinner comment, transforming potential criticism into appreciation. A quick emotional audit, checking what you're thinking, feeling, wanting, and planning, prepares you for deep listening. The Chinese character for listening captures what's required: eyes, ears, heart, and undivided attention. Without intentional awareness, biases reflexively steer interactions. By choosing consciousness and taking the driver's seat, we emerge into open horizons, allowing us to see ourselves in relation to others, understand different viewpoints, and find shared paths forward. Jerry Sternin faced an impossible challenge: reduce childhood malnutrition in Vietnam within 6 months with minimal resources. Instead of analyzing problems, he asked, "Are there families where children are thriving?" This revealed that some poor families had healthier children because they deviated from norms, spreading meals throughout the day, hand-feeding children, serving protein-rich, low-class foods, and feeding sick children. This native solution created significant change within 6 months. Generative questions emerge from genuine curiosity and create new images that change how people think, making new options visible. Unlike problem-solving questions that narrow focus to what's wrong, they broaden awareness and create shared understanding. When Gabriella heard a provost complaining about faculty resistance, she asked, "Are there any faculty who are on board with what you're trying to do?" The provost immediately brightened and enthusiastically described the College of Management's success. Monica transformed recurring arguments with her teenage son about borrowing the car by asking, "How can we reach an agreement that allows you to get the car and me to feel comfortable you'll make good decisions?" This opened productive dialogue where both felt heard. When Kamal addressed account opening issues, he avoided criticism and instead framed the discussion around rapid new account generation. This positive approach sparked creative solutions like streamlined documentation and same-day verification. Flipping involves three steps. Notice the negative focus, identify what you want instead, and frame the conversation around that outcome. George demonstrated this with his daughter Alexa, who was considering dropping out of college. Instead of lecturing about wasted opportunities, he asked generative questions. When are you most happy? And tell me about a time when you were at your best. These questions helped her discover interests in creative pursuits and entrepreneurship she hadn't previously considered. The conversation revealed that what made life meaningful for her, hands-on learning and creative expression, differed from his vision of traditional academic achievement. This led to Alexa seeking work in creative fields while taking online courses. One tech company transformed problem-solving meetings into innovation sessions, achieving a 40% increase in employee engagement. When people feel their potential is recognized and celebrated, they naturally contribute their best efforts.
35 years of neuroscience research confirms that words literally change our brains. Since functional MRI emerged in 1990, scientists have measured how conversations alter brain activity and chemistry. When we perceive conversations as threatening, our brain diverts oxygen to fight or flight responses, starving the prefrontal cortex where reasoning occurs. The HeartMath Institute discovered that recalling appreciation and gratitude creates nervous system coherence, enabling fuller access to critical thinking. Brain scans reveal why telling children walk works better than don't run. Imagery activates the right brain, while abstract concepts engage the left. Barbara Fredrickson's research shows positive emotions broaden our capacity for higher-order thinking, creativity, empathy, and resilience, creating positivity resonance, energizing micro-moments of connection that improve health and unlock team performance. High-performing teams maintain a 6-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions, while successful marriages maintain a 5-to-1 magic ratio. These patterns determine whether relationships and organizations flourish or fail.
13-year-old Allie's world collapsed when her father was diagnosed with cancer. Her mother transformed this crisis through appreciative conversations, asking generative questions like, "Tell me about your favorite moment with your dad," and creating meaningful connections, like watching sunsets simultaneously from different locations. 3 years later, her father recovered, and Allie had learned to shift from "What about me?" to "What can I do to help others?" Developing new conversation habits requires intentionality. Start by tuning in regularly. Pause. Breathe, and get curious about where you are, where the other person is, and what you want to happen. Notice the difference between problem-solving questions that narrow focus and generative questions that expand possibilities. Many possible worlds exist, and which ones emerge depends on our conversations. Every exchange offers a choice. Will you depreciate or appreciate? Will you ask questions that generate possibilities or assign blame? The quality of your life, relationships, and impact hinges on these choices. Start today. Pause before your next conversation, breathe deeply, get curious, and ask, "What conversation is worth having right now?" Your answer will transform not just that exchange, but everything that follows.